Now Simon Peter sat hidden outside in the palace court, and a maiden asked him if he had been among the company of Jesus of Galilee. But Peter denied it. And again at the palace doorway he was decried by another maid, who claimed she had seen him with Jesus of Nazareth. He denied a second time, and swore an oath. Then others nearby called him a disciple of Jesus, and again he denied it, with cursing and with swearing. At that moment the cock did crow, and Simon Peter fled, and wept bitterly. When morning came, the chiefs and elders gathered, they who had plotted against Jesus. They bound him and led him away and delivered him to the court of the governor, Pontius Pilate. When Judas, who had betrayed him, saw Jesus condemned to death, he repented of the great evil he had done, and he brought the 30 silver pieces to the high priests and the elders.
And he cast the silver pieces down in the temple, and he went forth, departed, and he had